For media members who are on the line, if you have questions for the coaches this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We're now happy to be joined on the call by the head coach at Rhode Island, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Flum.
Good, Rob. How you doing?
I'm good. Certainly a hard-fought game for your team down at Delaware. You guys come up a little short, 24-21. Just give me your impressions on the game.
You know, it was a good football game. You know, I thought it was two good teams going at each other. We, you know, had some, you know, things go early. You know, I didn't think we came out of the gates tackling particularly well, and that has something to do with 21. He's a pretty good player. Had a couple of big turnovers on defense that we were able to capitalize on, be able to get a quick lead. Then it just, you know, it was a knockdown dragout. You know, the third quarter hurt us a little bit. There was a 4th and 3 fade ball that, you know, game inches, you know, could have gone either way in terms of how the people saw whether it was complete or not. And then we had a, you know, we had a touchdown called back on a holding call when the defender went inside, and you know, flag came out and took that one off, which really hurt. We missed a field goal, so you can't do all those things and come out on top. And but you still had a chance. You know, we had a miracle kickoff that went down to the goal line and went sideways. You know, they thought it was going in, and so we had tremendous field position, got them to a 3rd and 12. And you know, everybody says it's a game inches, and it sure is. You know, that they completed a ball, and it was, you know, if it wasn't first down, it was, you know, 12 and 12 and a hair. So. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a good football game, and you know, we're on to Albany.
Question for you. The first from Kevin Stone. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Kev. How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you. So look, you never want to lose a game, obviously, but coming in having won 7 straight, to a certain extent, is it nice to get that out of the way, you know, at this point in the year and sort of be able to hit the reset button for these last 2 games?
Absolutely not. We don't learn, you know. I think you certainly can learn in this game from winning and losing, but no, I didn't want to get any of them out of the way. We wanted that game in a bad way, and we thought we had opportunities to win it. We just were unable to get it done. So we, you know, we took it pretty hard. A lot of kids, you know, with great pride in what we do out in the football field, and to not come up with that victory, you know, hurt us a little bit. But they know that we got to bounce back up and go to work. You know, when you really look at it, you know, all of our games have been tight, and they can go one way or the other based on a couple of plays, and this was no different. We just come out on top.
Just as a quick follow-up to that, when the guys returned to practice, what was the energy like today?
They're good. You know, we met, you know, we got a nice veteran stay here, so we got to start an hour later, and you know, got some good meeting time in when we put the game to bed, the Delaware game to bed, and started to introduce Albany. We're out on the field now practicing. They're humming around doing some good things. So we're excited to play. You know, it's a senior day for our kids. You know, coming home, playing Meade, and there's a lot to play for in this stadium. And 22 kids are going to walk out here with the last guaranteed opportunity to play in the stadium. So. It's a big week for us, and we'll be focused and ready.
Thank you.
Next question, Jim, from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach. Just talk about down 7, then you're up 7 with 2 defensive plays that got you the ball, creating turnovers and getting touchdowns out of them.
Well, they were huge. I mean, you know that we went down 7. You know, they got a big explosion run and are able to finish off that drive, and we're down 7-0, but then it was bang bang. You know, we ended up Harold Miles, one of our, you know, second string linebackers who gets, you know, was getting some quality snaps, went in and blew the running back up and knocked the ball on the ground, and we recovered that one, and then we were able to score off of that. I believe it was Marquise, and then the next one was, you know, just one of those things. You know, the ball got knocked out and bounced right up into Devin Hightower's, and he was high stepping pretty quick. It was a very, very favorable bounce, but you know, that's the way it goes, and that really helped us propel. You know, got ourselves up, and it became a real good ball game at that point in time.
You know, if I could follow up, it was a fortunate bounce coming back to Devin, but he's one of those guys. He and Cole Brockwell, and Cole gets a lot of the publicity at the top of the list, but Devin's right there behind him as far as tackles so far this year, and he's been a good soldier for you.
No, he has. I mean, we've seen him continue to develop and all the individual fundamental stuff that he does. You know, his understanding of scheme continues to get better and better. He's very athletic and I was thrilled. I asked him this morning, in the training room. I said, "You ever had a touchdown before?" He said, "No, that was the first time he'd ever recovered a fumble or scored a touchdown." So it was a big time deal for him.
Cool. Thanks, Coach.
All
Thanks,
right.
Rob.
Yeah. Jimmy, next question for me. Go ahead, Ian.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, Ian.
What's Devin Farrell's status for this week?
He got a little banged up, so we went through some medical stuff on Saturday and thought it was best just to keep him out. So he's a day to day. We think he's probable for the weekend.
And any concern limitations that he might face?
No, I mean, you're gonna be healthy. He'll be healthy enough. Everybody's banged up at this time of the year, and everybody's got to pay with a little bit of discomfort. So I'm not worried about any limitations. He's out there. He'll be able to perform at a very high level.
Next question from Mark Singlet. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Mark Singlet from the Albany Times Union. How are you?
Yo, good man. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just to have this program in a strong position to go to the NCAAs for the first time since 1985, what does that mean to you, Jim?
I mean, it's an awful lot. I mean, it's something we've been chasing for, since I walked on campus here 11 years ago. There's a banner that's off to my left here that has, the NCAA playoff appearances. And like you said, the last year that's posted there is 1985. We thought we had a really good shot in 2022 or one, I can't remember. Didn't get in. So we've been grinding to be able to get that honor. And it means an awful lot to our kids. It means a lot to our alumni, our school. We're really excited about doing that, but we know we've got a very tough Albany team, and I know Greg's team will be prepared and come in there and try to spoil those dreams.
We'll see who they play at quarterback, but what did you think of the freshman Weber from what you saw in film the other day?
I thought he was decent. I mean, it's a tough nut when you got to come on in there and be asked to, play as much as he did. But I think that he shows he's got some arm talent and some mobility there. So, whoever's there, I think it really always starts with stopping the run. And then, I think he's effective enough to really take advantage of some of the stuff in the secondary.
Thanks very much.
Jimmy touched on it at the top, 22 seniors on Saturday as part of Senior Day. They've been part of that turnaround you just spoke of, won a lot of games for you. Just what has this group meant to you, and what will Saturday be like?
Well, it's always emotional, but I mean, we're really, hopefully less emotional, thinking that we'll go ahead and get to play. You're talking about some significant contributors that have been here, some four, some four, some five, some six, and some for just a couple, when they transferred in. So I think it's always an emotional day. I'm just really hopeful that we can, get the Rhodey faithful out there to send them off in the right way. We've had sellouts and all of our home games so far, and certainly like to see the fan attendance to be able to send them out the right way, and we can send them out, with a win here as an undefeated in Meade, which is something we're really focused on doing.
Got a follow-up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, at the beginning of this, I had a nice interchange with Coach Gattuso. You two guys go way back, get along with all the coaches, but it seems like he's one of your good friends amongst the CAA coaches.
Yeah, we started going at each other in 2001, when he was at Duquesne and I was at Sacred Heart. We've had similar paths, bouncing around. And then we both took these jobs about the same time. He's a good man. I know that he coaches extremely hard, has a high level of expectation. I think his teams are disciplined, and I respect the brand of football he plays. So certainly we are friends, and we'll be able to shake hands before and after and have a couple of laughs, but we'll both be out trying to take each other out to the woodshed, I guarantee you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Jim, before I do let you go, just talk about you touched on the quarterback situation, but Albany and some of the challenges they present and some of the keys for your team on Saturday.
Like I said, I think it always starts, in these games with being able to run the ball and be able to stop the run. And I caught a little bit of Greg's, and he's saying the same thing. The keys are really no different than they are for every game for us. We'll go into games and we want to be able to only touch the ball offensively, gain a couple of first downs every time, knowing that there'll be an opportunity to have some explosions involved in that. Be able to make the plays you have the opportunity to do, which was a disappointment last week, with some drop passes that were key. Defensively, you want to keep the explosions off the board and, be able to swarm and tackle well and create some takeaways. And then, of course, the special teams, I think, is always an X factor where, we've been close to doing some pretty special things, but haven't really had that day yet. And really looking forward to seeing if we can finally hit the groove and get some big explosion plays out of the special teams game.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.